This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. If you've received your primary election ballot in the mail, you will likely have noticed a change. There are now no blank lines for writing in Montana unofficial candidates. Montana voters won't be able to write undeclared candidates onto the ballot anymore, per a new law passed by the 2025 Republican majority Montana legislature. Gone from the new ballots are the blank ovals and empty write-in lines that, for as long as election officials could remember, have always been there for voters who wish to write in the name of anyone, or any fictional character, that they wanted for public office. Instructions for how to write in a name are still printed in the upper left corner of each ballot page, but which cannot be completed with the write-in spaces omitted. Dana Cosby, Yellowstone County Elections Administrator, explained, "The instructions are required. However, a write-in, in order to be counted, had to be qualified by either the county or the state for that office before ballots were finalized for the primary election." In truth, many of the write-in names scribbled on ballots by voters have long gone uncounted for a variety of disqualifying reasons. In order for a write-in candidate to count, the candidate had to meet residency requirements. Cosby says that write-in candidates like Mickey Mouse are disqualified because Mickey Mouse doesn't live in Montana. But even write-in names that coincide with actual residence, a George Washington and a Michael Jackson both currently reside in Montana, were not counted in 2024 unless election officials had been officially informed to look for a particular name or variant spellings of a particular name. Another reason for doing away with the ovals and blank spaces for write-in candidates is that ballot counting machines had to be programmed to look for write-ins. When there isn't an officially registered write-in candidate, the random names added by voters weren't tabulated, Cosby said. The 2025 legislature created a new law requiring that write-in candidates declare their candidacy at the same time that other candidates file to appear on the ballot, which narrowed the window of opportunity for write-in candidates to be recognized. A write-in candidate for the primary now must register in early March. Republican state legislators also passed a law prohibiting primary election losers from running as write-in candidates in the general election, a measure sometimes referred to as the sore loser law. There are no registered write-in candidates on the primary ballot, but there could be in the general election, as write-in candidates have until 90 days before an election to register their candidacies and all the name spelling variations they want to have counted. If the general election draws formal write-in candidates, the blank line and ovals will return to accommodate them. Many of the names historically written in by voters have been as cute as a cartoon mouse. Others were offensive. And there have been races won by write-ins, said Eric Semerad, Gallatin County Clerk and Recorder. Municipal races in West Yellowstone have been won by unregistered write-in candidates. Party precinct committee positions have also gone to write-in candidates. House Bill 207 wasn't the first attempt to apply new rules to write-ins, Semerad said. After the 2020 U.S. Senate race, county election administrators successfully lobbied the legislature to stop requiring that non-registered write-in candidates be counted. Thousands of names written onto the 2020 ballot had to be accounted for, Semerad said, including some that appeared only once. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.